Welcome to The Daily Decrypt, the go-to podcast for all things cybersecurity. Get ready to decrypt the complexities of cyber safety and stay informed. Stand at the frontier of cybersecurity news, where every insight is a key to unlocking the mysteries of the digital domain. Your voyage through the cyber news vortex starts now.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, February 12th, and you're listening to The Daily Decrypt. Yesterday was a pretty big day for television fans. I believe Taylor Swift made an appearance at the sports game. So congratulations to Taylor Swift for winning the Super Bowl. We're going to quickly talk about the CISA cybersecurity touchdown at the Super Bowl. We're going to be discussing AI surveillance at the London Underground. We're going to be talking about RustDoor, which is a Mac OS vulnerability, Raspberry Robin, and the evolving threat of the Mokau Android malware. Okay, so up first, this past weekend we had the Super Bowl, and CISA, which is the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, has launched a NFL-wide campaign called Secure Our World, and they're teaming up with the NFL to boost cybersecurity awareness, not only at the Super Bowl, but throughout the entire season, with 32 of the NFL teams committing to promoting cybersecurity tips. This is pretty cool. It's becoming more and more important to discuss ways to stay safe online. So we're really glad that the NFL is partnering with CISA to get the word out there. You'll be shocked to hear their recommendations, which are as follows. Adopt strong passwords. Enable multi-factor authentication. Be vigilant against phishing. And keep your software up to date. These messages appeared on screens throughout Allegiant Stadium. They appeared on the Jumbotron. They appeared on posters. I believe they even had an ad on the Las Vegas Sphere. So this is huge. This is going to be great. We know how much you guys love hearing lectures about how to stay safe online. And we know how much you love ignoring them. We're so excited for you to watch the Super Bowl and get more of those lectures. The lectures won't stop until you follow that advice. This campaign is not only coming as a result of the huge breach on major Las Vegas casinos last year, but also because regular citizens lost over $1 billion last year due to cybercrime. So we need to start cracking down on this for your safety, for the economy, for many reasons at a macro level. So I have some friends who have spent between $10,000 and $80,000 to get to go to Allegiant Stadium for the Super Bowl to see Taylor Swift, to get a cybersecurity lecture that they couldn't get from me, and maybe they'll even see some sports. So all in all, I think that's pretty worth it. So the London Underground is testing AI surveillance to detect crimes, unsafe behaviors, and fare evasion with a pilot at Willesden Green Tube Station. The system uses live CCTV and machine learning to issue over 44,000 alerts, including 19,000 in real time to station staff for behaviors like weapon brandishing, falling on the tracks, and fare dodging. Okay, well that's great. They're not just worried about the money that they're losing, but they're also worried about your safety. Like if someone falls on the tracks, AI can recognize that as a safety hazard and get someone over there, hopefully before a train comes. Experts worry about the ethical implications, potential expansion to facial recognition, and the lack of public awareness about the trial. And those things concern me too. It's only a fine line from using AI to detect crimes and to detect all these things to now tracking you and your face and feeding that information to big banking, to Amazon, to all these people that want your data, Facebook, etc. I'm sure that London is not doing a great job of advertising this, so it's really important to stay up to date on this news by sharing this podcast with them. So if you know anyone in London, go ahead and send this to them. The London Underground is going to start watching you. Apple Mac OS users find themselves at the center of a sophisticated cybersecurity threat, a new Rust-based backdoor. Rust is just a programming language, and it's been codenamed RustDoor by Bitdefender. this threat has been around since November of 2023, so it's not new, but it is just coming to fruition. Rust Door masquerades as an update for Microsoft Visual Studio, which is pretty clever because for some reason, certain things need Microsoft Visual Studio to run effectively on your Mac. And by the time you realize that that's what's missing, you're frustrated and you just click download. You Google Microsoft Visual Studio update and you click the first thing and you click download and you walk away because it's like 20 gigabytes of data that has to download over the next hour. It's so frustrating. I've done it way too many times. So attackers have realized this and they've bought Google ad space for Microsoft Visual Studio, probably duplicated the website so it looks exactly the same with a download button. You're going there, you're clicking download, and you're getting malware. So yeah, be careful, especially if you're downloading Microsoft Visual Studio on a Mac. Raspberry Robin, which is a fun name, is the name of malware used as sort of initial foothold during breaches. So it historically has been distributed using USB keys or malicious downloads, but is continually evolving. And it's now harnessing one-day exploits for escalated privilege, hinting at either an exploit market purchase or in-house development by its operators. So we've talked about 0 days before on this podcast. So as a reminder, a zero day is something that was built into the initial software. So when something is released, there's a vulnerability in there that the developers don't even know about. So that's what's called a zero day. A one day is when the developers find out about that vulnerability. Now we're in this weird limbo, which is called a one day, where the developers know and are working on developing a patch, which will come to you via a security update. And now all bad actors also know about this vulnerability, so they're hustling to get out an exploit for this vulnerability, and it's sort of a race between the developers trying to fix it and the bad actors trying to exploit it. So Raspberry Robin has successfully exploited what's called a one day, which we just discussed, and it has become harder and harder to detect and analyze because it employs anti-analysis and obfuscation techniques. It is also now using Discord for a platform to distribute this malware instead of a USB key, and introduces what's called PAE exec for lateral movement and a refined command and control method using a list of Tor addresses to maintain communication stealth. So there's a lot in there, but over the past couple weeks doing this podcast, I've seen Discord being used for a lot of things. I know I am clicking these server join links all the time and join servers and then leave them. I'm going to be joining less servers moving forward, and I'll be very picky about the ones that I do decide to join. And finally, we've got the evolving threat of the MockHow Android malware. So this malware has been around for a few years, but as of recently, it now executes automatically on infected devices, so there's no user action required. The malware is linked to Roaming Mantis, a Chinese cybercrime group focused on financial gain. And it starts with SMS messages containing fraudulent links. So maybe you have a package coming in today and you get a message from someone at gmail.com saying your package has been delayed. Click the link. That's how you get it. As soon as it's downloaded, it demands risky permissions from the phone. In July of 22, Sequoia reported over 70,000 Android devices in France were compromised. So how can you prevent this? Like CISA said at the Super Bowl, be vigilant with phishing links, make sure your devices are up to date, and if you notice any weird slowdowns on your devices, turn it off, turn it back on again, maybe even reset it. Alrighty, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this new format, bringing you a little bit more news in a little bit shorter of a format. Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.